In continuing our teaching, planning for your future, but not for your eternity. We came out of the book of St. Luke, chapter 12, when Jesus gave a parable of a man who was rich. His ground brought forth plentiful. And this man began to say within himself, I have so much stuff. What am I going to do with all the stuff I got? I'm constantly getting more crops and more fruits. And so what this man began to do in the story, he began to think, I'm going to tear these barns down. I'm going to build bigger barns. Nothing wrong with planning for things ahead. But in the story, we don't see what he planned for his eternity. He simply plans for his future on the natural in this world. You're listening to this message today. You may have been like this man in the story. You've been planning. You've been putting up this. You've been saving. All of that's wonderful. All of that's fine. If God permit, if God's will, that you see whatever, you're planning for retirement. You're planning for your kids to go to college. That's wonderful. But are you planning for your eternity? Are you prepared to leave this world? See, because many people have left this world and they was rich from the natural standpoint, but spiritually they was bankrupt because they died without Jesus Christ. I want to share a story with you that I read. In this story, this preacher was preaching. And there were two young men sitting in the service who heard the message. And the preacher stopped while he was preaching and said, you know what? There may be some of you listening to me. You may never get a chance to hear the gospel again. And the people thought it was kind of strange that he would say that. So the preacher continued to preach. A few minutes later, he stated again. He said, you know, the Holy Spirit is pressing me to say this again. There may be some of you listening to me right now. This may be your last time hearing the gospel. Well, the people kept wondering, why that preacher keep preaching? And then he stopped and he keep bringing this statement up. The preacher preached on some more and he stopped. He say, I'm pressed so strong with this. Some of you hearing me right now, this may be your final warning, your final time to get right. He continued to preach. There were two young men sitting in the audience that heard the word. One of them felt convicted. One of them felt, you know what? I should have moved when the preacher gave the altar call because I felt something happening in me. That's, you know, the best way he can describe it. He said he felt something, but really it was someone. It was the Holy Ghost tugging at his heart saying, give your life to Jesus. But in the story, the young man just sat there. After the preacher dismissed the service, them two young men got up and they walked down the street. They was talking among themselves. They said, you know, it was kind of strange that that preacher would stop while preaching and say, some of us might not hear the gospel again. That might have been our last time hearing the word. Well, they didn't pay it any mind because they're just walking down the street and say, how did you feel? The other one told the other one, I felt like I should have moved, but I didn't. The other one said, well, maybe we could probably do it again on another day. So he goes on to say how they parted company. And they was walking. One of them was walking down the street. He said, I'll see you later. So the one who felt convicted, the one who felt like he should have got up, who didn't get up, he was walking down the street. It was dark. He came to the curve of this corner and he looked both ways. And the story goes on to say how he stepped off the sidewalk into the street. He slipped and fell back and broke his neck and died that night. You may say, man, what does that story got to do with this message? This young man who heard the gospel, who was given an opportunity to get right, he didn't even think about the fact what he heard that preacher saying. There may be some of you listening to me. You may never hear the gospel again, or this might be your last time hearing the word. Well, the young man who fell off the curb and broke his neck didn't think that that applied to him. You may be listening to me right now. You may think, well, that don't apply to me. Well, you know what? In this story, if this young man could have came back, he would have probably said, you know what? Whenever you hear the word, don't reject it. Whenever God sends his word and you feel and you know you're not right, get right at the sign. Don't wait. Don't prolong. Don't procrastinate, because procrastination is called the thief of time. And the enemy would use anything possible to distract you and to deceive you in giving your life to Jesus when you know within your heart you're not right. You've been planning for your future, but not for your eternity. And if that young man was able to come back, he would say, if you're hearing the word right now, take it like this. Look at it like this might be your last time. He didn't take it serious. He heard the gospel. He would not respond when Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor or heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He rejected that. And guess what, my friend? He died that night after hearing the word and would not get right, knowing he wasn't saved. He went straight to hell. And he could blame no one. My friend, you don't have to go to hell. Heaven can be your eternal resting place. You may have been planning for your future, but not for your eternity. Now it's time to turn this around. It's time for you, my friend, to plan for your eternity. Your future is okay. But if you die right now, where will you spend your eternal resting place? All of the money, all of the homes, the clothes, the material things that you may have accumulated in this life, you can't bring nothing with you. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. You came into this world with nothing, and hear this, you will leave this world with no. The only clothes you're going to have on is the clothes they're going to put on you from the funeral home. You can't bring your house. You can't bring your car. You can't bring your checkbook. You can't bring your bank account. You can't bring your car keys. You can't bring your house keys. You can't bring nothing with you, my friend. So have you been planning for your future and not for your eternity? It's decision time, my friend. In that story I gave you, if that young man was able to come back, he would have said, you know, I never dreamed that that would have been my last time hearing the gospel. You're listening to me right now. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus came into this world. He paid a debt he did not owe. He hung on a cross. He shed his blood for your sins, my friend. When he hung on the cross, he said, it is finished. I've paid man's sin debt. Now, Jesus said it's finished, but it can start for you today. Do you want a new beginning of life, my friend? Aren't you tired of not having peace? Aren't you tired of wandering and just going through life, through the wilderness? Aren't you tired of trying to get involved with relationships, looking for joy, looking to be happy, looking for peace? Jesus said, peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Jesus, my friend, is your answer. And the only way he can be your answer, you must come to him just as you are. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You've been planning for your future, but not for your eternity. And in our story in Luke 12 and verse 20, but God said unto him, you fool, this night. What if God says that to you, my friend? This night, this day, your soul is required. What can you do? What excuse can you give to God after hearing the word and knowing what to do, and you refuse to do it? You will have none, my friend. You will go straight to hell. But you see, Jesus died to keep you from going there, my friend. It's decision time. I don't care what you're doing. Stop for a moment, my friend, and think about this. If you was to die right now, where would you spend eternity? If you have to wonder, if you have to guess, you're not ready. But I want to show you how to get ready. Romans 10 and 9 said, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Bow your head for a moment, my friend. I'm going to lead you into a prayer. Don't just say these words. Really mean this from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. I believe you shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood. I thank you that I have planned for my eternity, and that's by giving my life to you, Lord Jesus. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. And Lord Jesus, use me to tell others about planning for their future and not for their eternity. Use me, Lord Jesus, to reach my friends for you. And I thank you, and I praise you for it now, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the listeners of this message. I thank you for the conviction, the conversion. Thank you for those who heard your word and responded to your word. Those who have been planning for their future, but not for their eternity. I thank you for them now planning for their eternity, and those who have given their life to you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, and I praise you for doing it now, in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Planning for your future, but not for your eternity. And my friend, if you know someone, if you have friends and family members, share this message with them. Let them know that they may have been planning for their future, but ask them, are they planning for their eternity? And then the Lord will begin to use you to be a witness for him. In Jesus' name, be blessed.